This is the Music Mentor Podcast.
What is going on, my friends? This is Demian, your host of the Music Mentor Podcast, and welcome to episode number 222. On this week's episode, I'm going to tackle or try to tackle productivity and go over some areas that I feel that should be sort of kept in mind or considered when it comes to planning your day and starting projects, finishing them, and just sort of compartmentalizing and putting things in perspective and allowing you to prioritize what to start, when, and so on and so forth. But as always, before I get started, I want to give a shout out to the wonderful companies that I endorse: Zildjian Cymbals, Vader Drumsticks, LP Percussion, Remo Drumheads, Gibraltar Hardware, Yuka Tape, Simpad Accessories, U-Basses by Kala Brand, Nirvana Handpans, specifically their Acolyte model, and last but not least, Ultimate Ears in-ear monitors. And if you want to purchase anything related to Ultimate Ears and you know what you got or what you want to get, you can give a shout out to my friend Joe Lester via email at ultimateaudiojoe@gmail.com. And if you give him the code DA20 along with your order, you will get a 20% discount across the board. So look into that, check it out, check out their molded earplugs. Obviously, their in-ears are the best in the game. I use the UE18s, and they're the most incredible, most reliable. And of course, their customer service is second to none. And I also love their Bluetooth speakers, and I'm currently obsessed. When I work out, when I practice, everything that I do, I use the Mega Boom 3, which is my favorite thing ever. So check them out. So when this whole coronavirus thing started, and with lockdown situation, and of course I'm not talking about the sad reality that is the casualties and people getting sick, I'm talking about sort of the frame of mind and also the frame, physically speaking, of being confined to a closed space and all the impacts that can have in our psyche, in our body, in our relationships, in our health, mentally, physically, and so on and so forth. And in previous episodes, specifically 214, I spoke about a few things that I thought could help you get through this difficult time. And the following episode was about sort of things that I had done that were allowing me to make time go faster, that were allowing me to have feel more productive, in like I wasn't feeling sort of bogged down by the situation and affected negatively by a lot of things around me. So, and then I spoke about sort of trying to visualize what normal life is going to be like after this is all said and done. And I think they're all connected. But one of the things that I wanted to go over in today's one of those episodes that is very, to a degree, self-centered. So I'm hoping that A, it could be motivating for you, or B, you're not in agreement and you do something a different way, but you at least do something that worked for you. So I became very tired very quickly of the negativity around being confined in your home. I grew very tired and reject the idea of being lazy and, you know, sort of loving misery and being so into the act of sleeping and getting fat or being unhealthy and being irresponsible and so on. And my mindset is the complete opposite. I'm like, well, I'm going to take this time to get in the best shape ever. I'm going to try to learn as much as I can. There's no better time to do any of these things because I will never have time, usually because I don't allow myself to do it. Even in my sort of free life and in the way that I live, which basically my responsibilities, so as far as teaching and making music, don't really start till the afternoon. But I want to be as free as I can and be as productive as I can. And I got tired of seeing everybody just sort of put out these sort of feeling sorry for themselves memes and things like that. And I just didn't want to be a part of that. So And that, by the way, that's parallel to these thoughts that I had pre-seeing these things, or parallel to seeing these things. I just wanted my own thing, and seeing the what I call negativity sort of reinforce what I wanted to do. So within all this stuff, I've been sort of looking inward, and I've been trying to see what I've been able to do. And mind you, I'm not perfect, and there are a lot of things that I could and should do better. But I started sort of putting together something, a little bit of a workbook, so to speak, or areas that I've divided that could be helpful when it comes to you trying to plan what your day or week is going to be like, and what areas of our lives we can attend to. And that was one of the things that to this day is sort of daunting when it comes to start a project, because it always feels like there's something that comes before, or something that I should do, you know, in advance, and like it's never the perfect time, and so on and so forth. And the bottom line is that we just have to start things, and we got to get stuff done. But one of the things that have allowed me to feel confident, or to feel like I know what I'm doing a little bit more, or feel like I have a little more control, is precisely that, to exert control and to sort of divide the things that I feel need to be attended into 9 categories for now. And I will be sharing more of this in more detail soon via a workbook and PDF through my website and stuff. But I want to go through what I call the 9, which are again 9 categories that I take into consideration sometimes incredibly actively when I write stuff down and I journal and I plan my day. And sometimes it's just in my mind, or they just, whatever I do, they just happen to fit in one of these categories. So these are not in any specific order, even though the first one is sort of important because it's how I would encourage you to start your day. So again, these are things for you to consider, not necessarily to rule your lives. And it's not something that necessarily I do day in, day out. I make mistakes, I forget things. And part of what I like to do with these podcasts is not only to explain certain things or share thoughts, but also to challenge you and also challenge myself, check myself. And like I did recently on social media when I mentioned I started a book, and definitely this is a part of that. But, you know, I also did it to not to show off or to tell you that you should start projects, but it's also like, hey, I started this project, I'm going to keep myself accountable. So without going too much or into too much detail about these things, the first sort of category has to do with mindfulness. And that has to do with, in my opinion, just starting your day with the awareness of mindset. And if you can plan, great. So that has to do with meditation or visualization, maybe reading, journaling, or planning your day. And again, I'm going to go quickly over all of these because I don't want to sort of spend way too much time, because I could do a podcast in each individual category. The second area would be body, anything having to do with working out, running, staying in shape so you can carry out activities and sort of face some sort of adversity head on, you know. I include in the body situation stuff like fasting and having a smoothie or a protein shake or something like that that becomes a part of a ritual. So right there, the mindfulness part with meditation, visualization, reading, journaling, planning, that is sort of tied to the working out, running, or the intermittent fasting that you do, or if you do it in a smoothie type thing as far as a ritual, like I said, it sort of bonds the two together. Then another area that I always like to think about has to do with learning, which basically what I mean by that is just sort of growing your mind, body, spirit through information and preparation, right? So in my case, I love learning languages, and I love obviously learning different instruments or working on music theory. And for example, if I want to get my YouTube channel better, then I will study or look into video creation and editing. And if I don't feel like doing any of that, but I still want to attend to the learning aspect, I might watch a motivational talk or listen to a podcast that's specific to education. And of course, we can learn about everything, but I'm not necessarily going to listen to a podcast about the English Premier League and, you know, the Arsenal team from 1989, but because it's, yeah, I'm going to learn something, but it's not exactly what I mean when it comes to learning, which is slightly more in an academic fashion. The next category has to do with creativity, and it's tied to the second, the following one, which has to do with productivity. But as far as creativity, I'm talking about basically in your mind, it doesn't have to be something palpable necessarily, but just thinking about or plotting or setting in motion plans. And you'll see that for me, when I start thinking about these things, it's almost, I can't help but to put things into action, so to speak. So when I think about how cool it would be to write a song in this genre, I end up grabbing a guitar and trying to write it. So something along the lines of songwriting or revisiting old songs and recording, re-recording, blogging, stuff like that. Something that's going to make you be creative. It could be, again, writing a song, writing a book, or whatever you have to do, but getting those juices flowing, at least in the conception of it, and then eventually carrying that out. And that's the next category with has to do with productivity and having more quantifiable things, right? And actions that have results in or a product. And that could be things, even though it's not necessarily palpable, things like social media content or a million other things. That's when sort of productivity and creativity, they're sort of one and the same because they're connected. And another thing that sort of is after that, and some of these, again, have a logical order and some don't, has to do with accomplishing something that is basically a task or a must-do personal thing that requires time and energy. That could be something like running errands or doing laundry or sending something in the mail or returning something that you bought or something that's like everyday something. And I don't like calling it a chore or something like that because it kind of has a negative connotation to it. So I call it an accomplishment in a way because you have to get it done. Obviously, people are a very important part of our lives, and that's the next category, and it has to be with sort of something that I consider like this mutual sustenance between us and the world, and it's connecting with your spouse, with your family, with your friends, sending the emails, the text, networking, and anything that has to do with other people, and of course, nowadays is more socially distant, but that's very important. Second to least, has to do with relaxing. And that is basically just rewarding ourselves and winding down through enjoyment, TV shows, movies, sports, leisure, and doing absolutely nothing. That's always incredible. And also, last but not least, having to do with work. And of course, you would think that should be higher up in priorities. But again, this is in no particular order. So work, when it comes to money-earning activities, either presently or in the short-term future, or in the long-term future. And what I mean by that is that aside from your gigs and your recording and producing and teaching, practicing also falls into that for me because it's more of a, you're investing time in your craft and it's going to obviously bring dividends in the near future. So a lot of these subcategories and categories can be mixed, but I just wanted you to get an overall idea of what some areas that you can attend to and you can take into consideration, whether it is every day, every other day, you can plan it in different ways. You cannot plan it at all, but at least be aware of all these different categories and you'll grow into loving them. You'll grow into understanding what needs to line up to start a process and why. And you'll feel accomplished. You might make these checklists and all these other things, and you might be sort of falling in love with productivity and feeling good about yourself and what you've done, and you will have results either way. Thank you so much for listening. This was the Music Mentor Podcast.